One more word on the weekend just passed. Friday was April Fool's Day, of course, and a bit of personal immortality here. If you Google my name and the words April Fool's hoax, you get a number of listings about a radio broadcast back in 1992 when I and the staff of the NPR show Talk of the Nation announced that Nixon had decided to run for president. We even got comedian Rich Little to play Nixon.
I am still the president of the United States.
That's one of Little's dead-on impersonations of good old Nixon. We got a few Washington pundits to play along, and poof, people believed it. I still get emails from people who say they burst in on their neighbors to tell them the shocking news. They bought it hook, line, and sinker. So April Fool's Day is a big event in our household. My kids recall some prank where I told them that the power was out and they would have to start a fire using their pajamas one time. I have no recollection of this. Once I faked the car losing control on a windy hill road. Dubious prank there. And I conspired with my landlord one year to bang on our door and say we were evicted immediately for making too much noise, something my then four noisy kids would find plausible. I herded them to the elevator, all sobbing and clutching their pillows and blankets.
That's why you don't yell.
This year, oh, listeners, as a public service, I wish to share with you the lesson that, in fact, parenting and April Fool's pranks do not mix. My 12-year-old Zoe last Friday afternoon handed my wife and me a perfectly forged school document, claiming that missed homework was affecting her grades and that she was on detention until further notice. My wife and I were furious and basically played out this scene from the movie The Breakfast Club. If anything, we were louder.
You just bought yourself another Saturday, mister.
Oh, I'm crushed.
You just bought one more right there.
Well, I'm free the Saturday after that.
I've got you for the rest of your natural-born life if you don't watch your step. You want another one?
My daughter's tagline, though, much more convincing than Judd Nelson's, was, "Hey, it's not my fault that it's April Fool's Day." Well done, I thought. But they were just getting started. Later that night, my other 12-year-old, Olivia, began complaining of feeling awful. She was acting a bit fragile. She accidentally, I learned later, broke a glass in the sink and collapsed, sobbing on the couch. I'll talk to her. What's wrong? I can't tell you, Daddy. Sweetheart, you have to tell me. Don't worry. I can't. She seems really upset. Now I'm worried. And suddenly, I'm playing this scene. Different movie. Oh, my God. Different movie.
Well, what have you done, Junebug? Did you hit someone with the Previa?
No. I'm pregnant.
You're pregnant?
I'm sorry, and if it is any consolation, I have heartburn that is radiating to my kneecaps.
I didn't even know you were sexually active.
That's from Juno, but Olivia's performance was so amazing. She tells me that she's pregnant, and when I say, how do you know, she hands me a pregnancy tester. I don't even look at the tester. I send Olivia to her room. I tell her mother to meet me in the room over the garage and tell the kids to go play. I hand Allison the tester and say, honey, Olivia, our 12-year-old is pregnant. On the tester, written in blue Sharpie, are the words, April Fools, ha, ha, ha. Allison knew all about it. So did the kids. I scream, and everybody runs in, high-fiving. My 9-year-old says, we got you, uh-huh, uh-huh. My wife asks, are you okay? I whisper, not okay.
But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down.
So, to anyone who was fooled by that Nixon prank back in 1992 and suffered any embarrassment at all, I'm sorry. And my daughter Olivia would love to hear from you on her Facebook page.
Well, on the way.